2 shots of vodka. Ooh, it's gonna be strong.
Boost up, baby.
Hello, this is Two Boozed Up Bitches. I'm Marissa.
I'm Ange. Welcome to our podcast where we are drinking and chatting about random top 10 lists we find on the internet with either amongst ourselves or with some special friends.
Yeah, and that's about it. So get your glasses ready and your alcohol ready and start drinking.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, so to start off, as usual, today we are drinking just a plain drink for anybody out there, plain Jane, even if you're a crazy gal and you just feel like getting drunk.
It's a go-to.
Yeah, without
staple,
like making anything,
staple.
Getting anything crazy, vodka cran. Specifically with Tito's vodka, because for all you gluten-free and dog lovers out there, it's the perfect vodka. It's got it all.
Splash of ginger ale for our bubbly.
Splash of ginger ale for your bubbly, some cran, or you can always do splash of cran and more ginger ale if you want it more bubbly.
I'm doing a half and half.
Half-calf.
Yeah, I'm more cranberry today. So we have Nicole with us.
Hello.
Lifelong friend. Met when freshman year of high school, and somehow to this day, you've stayed.
8 years later?
Oh my god, we're old.
We're elderly.
Probably. But we're at 14 when you go to high school. And we're
this is like our go-to drink.
That's crazy.
Oh my god, ew.
You
were
birthing
into children to adults.
Yes.
But this is like our go-to like drink. I feel like anytime I'm out with you, this is what we get, vodka cran. That's a safe bet. Mm-hmm. Like anybody can make
it. It's going to get you drunk.
You're going to get drunk.
I feel basic ordering it, but it's always a winner.
It's gonna be it's gonna be cheap too. You go on any more deals.
After drinking it.
Yeah, because then as you go on, you can add it with like seltzer and a splash of cran, and you can cut out the sugar as you go.
Yeah,
makes you a little less hungover too. It's a good choice.
That vodka's the base.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like there's so many drinks that have vodka in it that you can mix and match. And
add any type of juice you want.
Yeah, and you're not going to get hungover. Speaking of which, did you tell your parents you were coming to hang out with me, and did you mention that we would be drinking?
I did not mention the drinking part, but my mom assumed, because I told her I was going to hang out, and she said, okay, well, if you guys are looking for a place to go, I'll be at the barn.
Oh, my God, yes.
Nice.
She kind of assumed there would be alcohol.
Okay, good. Well, like, okay, so I feel like your mom, she's fine, and I'm, like, totally okay if she knows I'm drinking, but it's your dad.
I don't know how many times she brings up how outrageous.
Oh, my God.
So,
like,
it's not the first time I've heard this
background. So I think one of the first times that I was like drunk, and your dad had to like pick us up from the bar, and we were both like in the car, and I was in the backseat trying to act
as normal as possible
because my mother was the one that got us drunk, and her father had to come pick us up. And I literally was like, I stood up and I was like, oh my god, I'm so drunk.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Nicole's dad's picking us up. He's gonna like literally like no and murder me. So I was like so quiet and like didn't say a word, and then I like immediately got in the house and like puked up everything.
Oh,
it was fine. But then, wait, what else? Oh, my graduation? I feel like, who was I saying that I was like, oh my god, they can't see me drunk, they can't see me doing shots? And it was definitely your parents.
Yeah.
I forget who I was talking to about it, though.
I think it might have been your brother.
So I went up to Nicole's brother and was like, oh my god, your parents are out here, they're gonna see me drunk, and I just can't live with that.
They're total opposites, because my mom is like, I would love to get Ange drunk, and then my dad is just like, none of you should be drinking.
Yeah. He's like, ladies.
Does he have a reason for, like, not being into it? Or he just kind of...
He'll drink occasionally on his own. I think he just looks at us as still, like, little 14.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, he doesn't care that my mom drinks. Yeah. And, like, if he goes out, he'll have a drink.
Yeah.
I think, actually, the first time we saw my parents in a bar...
Amazing.
And she were like, oh... Your dad is actually having a drink.
Yeah,
oh so I didn't know that he did that.
Yeah, so we're at the bar, and we're literally, just me and Nicole, sitting with her parents and all these, literally every other parent of this damn lake community. And we're sitting there, and, like, we had literally one drink and then stood up and we're, like, was, like, gone. But everybody left us. Like, her parents left us, so
we were stuck with the dill.
Yeah. Oh God. Anyway, we're not getting it. Anyway, not related. But I remember her brother was at a friend's house nearby. So our plan was, okay, we're gonna walk to where her brother is and him drive us home.
You can't say no once you're there, right?
Exactly. We get there and his truck's gone, and we're like, oh,
just
so our plan then morphed into walking to Jimmy's house since we're still walking, and we're gonna bang on his back door and make him drive us home. So this happens, and he's sleeping.
Oh my god!
So we wake him up, and he drives us
banging on
the back door. He wakes up, and he's like, "What the?" And we're like, "Travis, and his car had a
table in the back, so his back seats were like laid down, and he just had like these fold up tables, and I was so drunk. I just, like, laid on the tables and, like, fell asleep.
She fell asleep. It was a minute ride home. Like, a 1 minute ride home. She's sleeping on a table in the car.
Yeah, you were, like, you're right there.
Okay. What night was it when you threw up in your garage? Was that the night or was it a different time?
That was a different time. That was a bad night.
That was, like, a lot.
That was a lot. That's the night we don't talk about.
That is the night we don't speak of.
The garage puke was, like, the last puke of the night.
Yeah.
The least embarrassing puke of the day.
Oh my god.
But like any time now that like I feel like if we're like going out or like hanging out and you're like, I'm gonna be the edge, and they're gonna be like, oh god, she's gonna come home and puke on the floor again. Like that's the influence she is. It's not me, it's not my
one time. I'll never live it down.
I know, one time. Well, and I also had your phone. Yeah, that was rough. She pukes in the garage and she leaves it.
Her dad finds
the puke in the garage. Have her phone. Like, she left her phone. I had the phone. So she's phoneless. I think there was, like, all these messages from, like, your father. That's how I found out that you puked in the garage. Your phone's buzzing, and it's like, Dad, did you puke in the garage floor? And I was like, Kevin, I have Nicole's phone, and your father is texting her. The moral of the story is
get your garage lights fixed because then you won't get dizzy in the dark and end up puking in your garage.
Oh my god.
The moral. Father won't find it at whatever AM.
Yes,
you found it.
That sounds like good advice.
It is good advice. So, speaking of nothing related.
Not at all.
So, I was enraged the other day once again.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, so I don't know, but you can kind of tell me if this was like a hormonal rage or if it was like a combo. I feel like now that I think about it, it was kind of like a combo of like, I should be like enraged by the question. But I also, like, maybe not enraged, but I was, like, you know, on my period. And it has to do with period. So, I was home, and I was actually getting ready to go out to your birthday dinner.
Okay.
Marissa.
Yeah.
And I went into my mom's bathroom to get Advil because I had cramps. And she was in her room, and she was like, oh, what are you getting? And I was like, oh, I'm just getting Advil. And she's like, why? And I told her, I was like, I have cramps. And she's like... Oh, prior to that, I had been, like, hanging out at Jimmy's. So I'm, like, at Jimmy's house. I come home to get ready. I go get an Advil. She's like, this is what she asks me.
You have your
so she goes, yes.
That's what
and
that
she's
means.
Like, what do you, like, do when you're at other people's houses? And I was like, what?
Bleed.
Oh, you mean.
Yeah, I was like, what? And she's like, if you have to, like, change your tampon or your pad, do you, like, you know, like, hide it and everything? Like, you're like, neat, like, discreet. Like, you don't just, like, leave it out in the open. And I was like, what? I was literally, like, so mad. Yeah. I was like, what kind of question is this? Like,
yeah. I leave a trail of blood.
Oh. Yeah. So, first, I was enraged because I was like, I'm not this animal that, like, yeah. has no idea how to, like, clean up after myself yeah. or, like, take care of myself. And then I was even more enraged because I was like, is she trying to say that I shouldn't go out or go yeah. anywhere when I'm on my period? Like, yeah. I was just, like, I was so mad. Yeah. I was like, I like got ready and I left and I was just like stewing and I was just like, God. What kind of question was that? So, was I overreacting or was that like?
I think you were a combo. I want to yeah. say you were a combo.
I definitely feel like that was a yes. combo. I feel like that was an annoying ass stupid question, yeah. but I don't know. Maybe she wasn't trying to say I shouldn't go anywhere, but I was also I'm allowed to go places. Like, I go to work.
I think
you
don't ask more me that her, when I'm at work. Yeah, I think it was more of her, like, making sure, like, kind of just, like any other thing, like, manners. Like, mm-hmm, she's just yeah. trying to make sure, like, in her head, she was probably just being like, oh my God, I hope my daughter doesn't, like, leave a dirty pad in the garbage open kind of thing, which is stupid yeah. because if yeah, you do that, like, you're gross.
I'm not an you're adult, not gross. And I know not to do that.
Yeah, it's not
and
like you do that at home, exactly. so why would you do like, that anywhere else?
Why would I go from not doing that at my own house yeah. to doing that at somebody else's house? Yeah. Like, and I feel like as much as I want to, like, tell myself, like, there's nothing to be ashamed of if you have your period. Like, it yeah. is a common, literally every woman gets it kind of thing. It's still, like, I feel like that. Like, I don't want shame people, a little not bit. Even a shame. I just don't need people to know that I have it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm not going to go to someone's house and flaunt it. I'm saying,
like, she, like, was almost, like, shaming, like yes, accusing yes, you, yes. which is, like, a shame. Like, it, yes. you're on your period and you're leaving it everywhere. Like,
yeah, exactly.
kind of like, no.
I guess it depends because you can go to some people's houses where, like, they just don't care. And
oh, yeah,
just throw
I know.
It in the garbage.
Yeah.
Like, or leave it out, like, wrappers just, like, on the
like,
floor.
Like, very yeah. obvious. Yeah.
So I don't know
yeah.
if maybe she, like, went somewhere where she saw that and she was kind of just,
so
like,
it's just in her head.
Sure. Like, yeah. I'm not doing that. But yeah. I know for yeah. me personally, like, I'll even, like, wrap the wrapper
like,
in toilet paper.
Right? Like, yeah. Exactly. And that's exactly
or if there's, like, an empty toilet paper in yes. the garbage, you kind of, like, stick it in there.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
anything to just, like,
hide it.
Wanna,
that's what I do. Yeah.
Like,
that is
boys
what I
don't
do.
Know. Like, they don't yeah. want to, if you're it's, at a house where there's, like more yeah. guys or something, too, like, you wouldn't want to, like, they're lucky that they don't have. But, like,
yeah.
Like, I don't think any
it's not
woman
a shame
is,
thing. It's
yeah.
just like a hygiene thing. No one needs to see that.
It's
and
just,
like, it's
yeah, it is.
Thing.
It's just
like,
being
okay,
clean.
If a dude gets a freaking bloody nose or some shit, I don't want to see
like it
bloody
all over your
paper
counter,
towels all over the place. Like,
yeah.
you would clean it up.
And you would throw it in the garbage.
Yeah, and you would throw it out.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to wrap it up.
And
but
I think
yeah,
she
like,
should
I
assume
double wrap
that you are like a clean
I know.
Person.
That's
so
why
I
was like,
you're
mad.
Not
like,
you never even show, like, even me, like, my room is always a constant mess, and I'm just, like, a messy person, so, like, I could see my mom maybe, like, I'm like that before. Like, you're not, like, a messy person, so, like, I wouldn't even understand why, you know?
I know.
So I can see how you took
that's
it insulting, but at the same
I
time,
like,
I think you were.
I
would just been like, fuck you. Like,
yeah,
all right,
just,
bye.
I literally was like,
you're an
my
idiot.
Face
I would
was, like, contorted, and I was like, what do you think I am? What do you like, I was just freaking out. Oh, God. Sorry, ears. But I was just like, I am not a heathen. Yeah. Like, I just, like, went off.
Yeah.
But, like, in my head, it, like, lasted, like, the whole day.
Yeah.
Like, I'm at your dinner just like, oh, my God.
Like this? That's what
yeah,
you're
just,
doing
like, eating
there.
The hibachi, like, what the hell? I don't leave my tampons everywhere.
Like, scoundrels.
I am not a scoundrel.
It's so funny.
Okay, so I feel better.
Yeah.
Talking about that.
But if someone had bad hygiene, like, that would be a deal breaker.
Oh, yeah, and speaking of deal breakers.
She slid.
That's a nice transition.
She's slippery.
You just slid that one right in.
Yeah, it did. All right. So we're talking today about top relationship deal breakers. Okay.
Long term. I feel like
yeah.
focusing on long term.
Yeah.
Ones.
Or just a serious. Like, just,
yeah.
you know, like if you're like actually serious with someone.
Not casual.
Not seeing, like, yeah, not yeah. like an open thing. Like, if you're like with one person.
for a
little while. Yeah.
So I think we first should address how many relationships we each have been in to kind of establish a ground. We'll start with me, because yes, you both look deep in thought like that.
I had to think about it. All right, we're thinking, like, let's say, like, after middle school.
Yeah.
Like, high school, right?
Yes, yeah. High school. Like, okay, so I've been in two. That's it. Is anyone else ready with their number to this or no?
I've had, like, a few, like, one-monthers that I feel like don't really count.
Okay, so
I've been in, like, four significant ones.
Honestly,
but like, one was without the label, so I guess you can't. Yeah. It's, like, three significant ones.
I'm
going to say, like, six, because I'm going to count my, like, two-week lesbian relationship. So, like, six.
Six, nice.
Yeah.
Well, okay, what would you say, Nicole, if you counted your one-monthers? Because that's still, like, good amount of time. A month. It's not like it was, like, a day.
If I were to add, like, I think I only have one real.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So six to seven.
I would probably go to just seven, too, I think, if I added.
All right.
I think I had, like, one, like, that was a couple 2 months, but it was never anything serious, so.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So, you two are same page almost. No. I am the outliner, but that's fine. How many times of these now were you either the dumper or the dumpy? So, let's go. How many times first were you the dumper? Like, you broke it off. Like, this ball was in your car. You were like, nah, bye.
I think the majority of them.
Yeah, I honestly want to say one was like a mutual.
Okay.
And the rest of them were me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So we got some heartbreakers up in here, everybody. I would also
say. You're not
say,
happy, you get the fuck out.
Narrow down what you want.
Yeah.
Weed them out.
Get picky after a couple months.
Okay,
then
so,
I start to get like.
Okay, so all right, now that we've established like a number and a. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Let's look at our long-term relationship deal breakers. So the first one they have on here is someone, your partner, has anger issues or is abusive. So, I mean, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Either of you have, was this a reason for either of you? Not for me. I could say no. But I don't know. Anger issues or abusive. This seems like a very big red flag.
I think I had one, and it was the lesbian one that was, like, emotionally abusive. Like,
Then I can say yes to emotional abuse.
Down. Yeah. Like, within the matter of, like, I talked to her for, like, a month, and then we officially were dating for, like, 2 weeks. And within that 2 weeks, I felt, like, a ball of nothing.
Emotional
abuse is a really widespread thing that people really overlook.
Yeah.
And I don't.
It definitely happens way more than
often.
It's
than
very
physical
common
abuse
in today's relationships.
Yeah.
And people just kind of overlook it and think that it's okay.
Yeah.
But I've definitely been in a few situations where it's been emotionally abusive and I've now been able to kind of see the patterns of that coming along.
Yeah. I mean, I think we can agree on one that, like, also kind of could be that way, too.
Side note,
I think we have a similar.
Oh, we'll get there.
I know that's on the list, so I don't really want to bring it up, but, yeah.
We'll get there. But, no. I'm thinking more, like, a mental, emotional abuse. Yes, I feel like I've definitely been there. Because I was thinking it more as, like, someone who's super manipulative.
Yeah.
Because
well, when
so
people think of
that is abuse.
Yeah.
So then, yes, I can say that.
Because when people hear abuse, they automatically think
physical.
And yes, it is still awful and it should be out there and recognized because it is an awful thing and people should get out of those situations. But emotional abuse can be just as, like, hard.
It's
in ways,
it's like
depending
worse
on the thing. Yeah,
I honestly think it's worse because no one besides you knows what's going on. Like, it's not like, all right, physical
and some people
abuse,
be like, oh, but he's not hitting you. Like, I can see people saying that,
but,
and
like,
it's like
physical abuse has, like, proof. You can
physically
see it. You could see, like, if someone has bruises or scratches or whatever on
so
their
unless
body.
Unless you wear, like, a freaking camera to record everything they're saying.
Yeah.
And then track how it affected your mind. Like, you can't really
there's
prove
a lot
it
of, like, get-outs, too, if you're being physically abused now versus emotionally
abused. Yes, exactly. It's easier for people to, like, help you to get out of physical abuse because it's no denying it. There's no denying it.
But
like emotional abuse, you're like, you're just being sensitive. Like people are like can easily brush that off because there's no like proof to it. Especially if they know whoever you're with and they're like, no way, that person's so nice. Like, you know what I mean? There's like this whole like, that's not possible.
I think people say like, oh, well, like if he hit me, I'd break up with him. And you should, but like, people don't think like, well, if he also like ruins my mind and like makes me feel like I'm worthless, I also,
in a way, I almost feel like emotional abuse can be
because it could
work.
That's what I'm saying.
It can cost you your life if it affects you that bad. Yeah.
I also agree that it is.
I think both can be extremely severe. You know, I don't know. It's just not good. That's a definite deal breaker.
Definitely.
I think we can all agree
get
on
out.
That.
That's one of the first things I look for now.
Yeah.
And, like, so I've never been with someone who has had, like, serious anger issues, but I could also see this as a huge deal breaker because, like, I know people who have, like, anger issues, and seeing them, the way they get angry and like so extreme and first of all it's like scary but it's like you need to be able to control yourself
and
seeing someone blow up over whatever when they have anger issues it pisses me off like I get mad like because you're being an idiot because I think you're being ridiculous because you're mad and you're like blowing whatever so out of proportion so that would be a total deal breaker for me too. I could never handle that. I really couldn't.
Now it definitely is for me, but I know when I was younger I dated a few that had anger issues and at the time I was just kind of like we're teenagers like it's just teenage rage. Now I'm like now that we're older I'm like no if you can't take responsibility for your own actions like
bye.
I don't want, like, I want a partnership.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to baby you.
Yes,
you can't,
absolutely.
Like, take responsibility for yourself.
Yeah.
It's not even responsibility. So, it's just, like, you can't even, control yourself to, like, you can't see, like, you're being so irrational or, like, over the top extreme right now that, like, it's embarrassing, too. Like,
absolutely.
Like, I've seen people blow up and I'm like, this is, I am uncomfortable for you. It's like, not even me.
Yeah.
And I'm not even with you. But like, oh my God, to be with someone who is like that, I'd be like, so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm like, you shouldn't have to apologize
to,
if you're in a situation and like your partner blows up, you shouldn't have to be like, oh, sorry, apologize for them. I'm like, no, they should be able to control
and be an adult. Just being an adult is about controlling yourself.
Yeah.
And if you let loose a little once you're, like, home, like, if you're like, yo, I'm angry, I'm at that dinner, I know I didn't say anything, but I'm going to go downstairs and take it out of my punching bag.
That's, like, that's control.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you
need
to
have that sort of sense control.
So
yeah.
Attractive.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, then I'd be like, okay, when you're done with that,
like
come
I
back
see
up.
You boxing when we get home after you controlled yourself at dinner.
Okay.
Keep going.
Like, that's sexy. I think that's something that I don't think we really think about, though, but, like, that's. To have control like that, like, that's nice.
No, that's good. Yeah, please, please, control your shit, please.
Punch a bag.
Yeah, oh, my God, like.
You'll get laid.
Yeah.
There's a time where, like, anger is acceptable.
It's okay,
Not at my family dinner.
Yeah.
With my
you get home
relatives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you want to slap my ass? Well,
yeah.
I'll say okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, there's a thing for that. There's a time and a place for everything.
Oh,
definitely. Okay. Alrighty.
Agreed. Next
what
one.
Should we do? Has poor hygiene.
Yeah. Poor hygiene.
Yeah.
That's gross.
You know, I think. Well, I'm just gonna tie it in. It also says smells bad on here. I think that there are certain people that might have like an odor. Our bodies are weird. You never know. So some people to you may smell bad. I think if you're with someone that you like our body's weird and if you like that person you probably won't even notice it.
But it's pheromones. It's like scientific fact that you're going to be attracted to someone's scent. Scent is like a part of attraction. So,
that's how I know sometimes if I'm like kind of like in a relationship or something where I'm kind of starting to get over it and they actually start to like smell weird to me or like I can't stand so, like a certain
you're like
you're
gross.
I can tell my mind it's not even that it's not even like oh they're gross like it could be like oh they just had like morning breath or something but if I don't like it I can tell like I gotta get out because my body's not I'm not into that anymore.
Fully attracted to you anymore.
It sounds weird, but I've said that. Like, if someone starts to smell bad, I don't like them anymore. Like, and it's not that it's them. It's just it doesn't have to mean that they're.
If you like someone, you might like their odor. Yeah. Like, you're just attracted.
But if they just start up like poor hygiene and they're not like showering, often enough to keep them clean.
Yeah.
Or like. The balls, they're not cleaning their balls. I actually went to lunch with a friend and like two girls the other, like a couple weeks ago. And the girl was saying, yeah, I mean, he should thank me. Like when we were dating, I was the only one that like cleaned his balls. And I was like, what are you talking about? She goes, when we showered, I realized he never made the effort to like clean down there. So then I did it. And I was like,
oh my God.
I was so taken aback. I was like, that's we all should be cleaning all ourselves. Of that.
Yeah,
we should because not that's have... like it's it this gross, very gross.
So, fellas,
it doesn't even take a lot.
Brush your teeth.
Take a washcloth when you're in the shower. Put some body wash on there. Give a little scrub to your area, and that's it. Like you don't have to go crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, just. Just wash yourself. It takes two extra seconds in the shower.
Oh, Nurse Nicole. Stop. Tell us more of your anatomy in medical terms.
Oh, my God.
I did not even know what that meant. For you. Yeah, basically what I'm telling you.
I don't want to do that for them either.
Yeah.
If you're like both, you break both your arms because you were so angry and you punched your bag so hard that like you broke them, then I'll wash them for you.
No, because you should have had some self control.
No, they were punching the bag.
Oh, sorry.
They were taking out the anger with the bag. Okay. That's the good, that's what we wanted.
I didn't hear the bag part.
Yeah.
I thought you just like are
they were really bags. Angry that time.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. So, moral of the story. Brush your damn teeth.
Wash your damn balls.
Scrub yourself. Brush your damn... Oh, my God. Do not let your beard get to the length where it looks like fucking pubic hair on your face. Yeah, that is disgusting. I like a beard, but not to that.
Yeah, I'm a beard girl, but if it's not groomed,
you gotta like keep it nice.
Keep it nice, please.
Like,
yeah.
That beards is are one of my things on my list. I've realized I like bearded.
And that could be like
bearded men, but I like them groomed.
But do not look nasty.
Yeah.
Yes, that is disgusting.
I'm like, I mean, you don't need to go through the whole thing about buying the shampoo and conditioner.
Brush kit,
but just like keep it neat. Like,
yeah, if you see a little scraggly, pluck it out or trim it or whatever. Take a pair of scissors real quick and just cut the little guys off, whatever. Yeah. Like that's and it can be a bonding experience. When Brian was kind of growing out his beard, like I would like sit on him and like clean him up and like make it look all nice. It was cute, like it was a cute moment. So you can, like, you know.
I love to brush my boyfriend's beard.
Yeah.
Just sit there
keep it all
and, like,
nice.
I'll be playing video games or whatever on his phone, and I'll just be sitting there, like, brushing his beard with my fingers.
Don't look like damn Dumbledore. Yeah. If you're not Dumbledore.
I don't want a rash on my face Dumbledore. When you kiss me.
Yeah,
like,
that too. Like, that whole awkward moment where it's, like, growing in.
Oh,
like,
God, I hate that.
Be careful. If you're choosing to go for the beard, you better...
Okay, and if you have a full-on beard, mustachey fang, make sure your little mustache is trimmed so those, like, long-ass hairs aren't stabbing me into my
life. Yeah. It's getting in your food while you're eating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or that you have food in your beard, make sure you clean your beard after you eat.
If you have food in your beard, you have issues. Come on.
Oh, like, in Harry Potter, I don't know, for all Harry Potter people,
again,
he picks it out and
you're
eats
not
it.
Double
what was
door.
It? It was Hagrid.
Yeah, too much Hagrid. Lived alone in a freaking shack on the school grounds.
Don't insult my Hagrid.
Loved him, but not a relationship person. Because he had damn food
keep
in his
groomed,
beard.
Boys.
Keep it groomed.
You want to groom yourself?
Oh.
Oh
my God.
Oh my God. You poured these heavy.
I did. I did pour them heavy.
Very lovely. Not now. I need one. Okay.
Go ahead. Start pouring. Definitely go ahead. It's all there. I'm like almost there. I'm a little slow.
Yeah, I have like two sips left.
Okay.
Burps are coming.
Is already in a relationship or married? I mean, I'm assuming that this is like something that you find out later. They lie to you.
Because, okay, so we can put that under lying.
I feel like that option could also go under, like, Ariana Grande's new Break Up With Your Boyfriend song, though. Yeah. Like, some people are attracted to that. You have a boyfriend.
Like, you're taken and you're like, I wanna, you know.
Yeah. But this is, like, personally, that's a no.
Yeah.
Well, this is, like, it says long-term relationship. So this, I'm interpreting this as you're literally dating someone long-term or seriously, and all of a sudden you find out that they're also in another relationship. That's like, and or
like they're lying and they're cheating on so, whether you were first or not.
Yeah, so compared to the other people. To me,
yeah.
Just, my God.
And it's just like, bye.
Oh, God.
Thank you next. Yeah, for real. Like,
I've been in that, like, super compulsive liar. Mm-hmm. So I just throw this under there. Like, you're just lying about your life. You can't.
I don't know who you are.
Well, this ties into untrustworthy. Yeah. Which is also on this list. Once you find, like, one
or
major...
Or currently dating multiple partners. All those are the same
all
thing.
All these things are the same shit. Mm-hmm. But, like, once you find out that they're, like, a compulsive liar, it's okay, you can't.
If they could have gone... If this is a long-term relationship and they could have gone... Even, like, even if you were, like, okay, we're in a serious relationship, we're dating. Like, after, like, a couple... Like, if you find this out, even a month after, even as short as a month, like... They were able to look at you and be with you and lie to you.
Uh-huh.
It's fucked up. I don't care if it's a month or 5, 10 years. Like anything.
I was lied to about the most, like, ridiculous things. Like, things that you're like, but why did you feel the need to even lie? And that's when you know a person is, like, a freaking compulsive liar.
They just want to lie about something.
Lie about shit that doesn't even matter. Yeah. Like, lying about when you got your license? Like, you have it, so why does it matter when you got it? Like, stupid little shit like that.
Yeah.
Like,
over that.
Yeah. Bye.
Over it.
Bye. Okay, on to the next one.
Has health issues such as STDs? I don't think.
Can't relate.
I mean, yeah, like, I've never, like, it could be.
I could see this as a deal breaker because if you're with someone long-term and they don't tell you they have an STD and then all of a sudden you find out they have an STD.
Yep.
Okay, you've been, like, that's another thing. You've been, like, hiding or lying or dishonest with me. So, okay, now this is over.
Yeah, but if you started, like, dating someone you guys just met, and then you start to get serious, maybe to the point where you're gonna, like, start doing stuff, and they're like, hey, listen, like, I got chlamydia, or whatever it is, and they're like, I have, like, and they, like, then if you could, like, talk to them about it, and maybe, like, if they're like, okay, I've asked them about, like, what to do, like, just stuff like that, like, you know, you can work it out. If for some people, maybe they're like, I never want to get involved with that. And they can't get, like, that's fine if that's you. But if someone can be open and honest with you about it when you meet them and you guys can work it out, then, you know, if you're okay with it, I don't think it could be, you know.
Yeah, if you're working it out to the point where, like, you can be safe about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you talk about it from the get-go and not, like, afterwards, like, hey, I know we did this unprotected, but guess what I have?
Like, that's
That would end it.
That's
but
a deal breaker,
like,
absolutely.
From the beginning, they were like, hey, I don't want to give this to you. I have this. I know how to be safe about it. And they're, like, honest. I don't know. I mean, I've never been in that situation, but I feel like I would be.
Yeah.
I would be more willing.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, I think that's, that's just something I think that means more of, like, if you find out later.
Yes.
That's absolutely a deal breaker.
Like,
it goes
with lying. A lot of the population has it.
Yeah.
Finding out from all of my science classes. So it's one of those things, like, if they're honest from the beginning.
Yeah.
And, like, they're really showing respect for you by wanting you to be safe and healthy, then, I feel like I'd be willing to work with it.
Yeah, you just, if it's like, oh, like, we have to, like, you know, whatever. Like, if
take
you gotta wear
precautions, but at least you're warning the person first.
Mm-hmm.
Don't spring it on them after it's too late.
Yeah,
that
that's
is
really
messed
up.
And, like,
that's
okay,
a deal
bye.
Breaker. Absolutely.
Yeah. That makes
because it just turns them, like you said, like we were talking about, they're a liar. They just lied to you about something, and that's your health. That's.
That's
at
serious.
Risk.
It
that's
could be
important.
Serious depending on what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, no one wants any type of STD, but especially if it's, like, a serious one that, like, HIV, you can never get rid of. It's like, you just put my whole life at risk. And I know it's, like, a different day and age where there's, like, medicine. It's, like, not a death sentence like it used to be, but it's still, like, okay, now you have to live with this the rest of
your
life.
Like some of them, are lifelong.
Yeah, that's not fair to put someone in the position before, like, without warning them or giving them the choice of whether or not they want to proceed or not.
I actually remember I talked to a guy for a pretty short amount of time, and I had been with him the one night, and then the next day he was telling me, like, oh, like, yeah, like, I'm not feeling, like, good or whatever, and I was like, okay, whatever, and he's like, yeah, like, I have mono, and I was like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, I've had it, but it just flares up sometimes, and I was angry, like, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, you never even told me that, because apparently it comes up more, like, when during those flare-ups, so, like, God forbid that flare-up had started the night before, I'm at risk, like, at least you should have told me that, and he never did, and I was angry, and I think that was actually one of, like, the, I think that's one of the reasons that we stopped talking.
Well, and one of the biggest reasons. Rightfully so. Like,
I was very mad. I was very mad, especially, you know, I've talked about, what, two episodes ago about my phobias, like, I don't do sickness, so that was not for me. I was very upset. I'm a germaphobe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, said rightfully so.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. So another one, as you're pouring your alcohol, ladies, has an alcohol or drug problem.
Okay, here comes the good part. So, should I give backstory as like a third party, or like, do you guys want to take over this part? Just let me know what you want me to do. I'm going to do
Nicole
it.
Nicole seems angry.
Based off the lack of words, I'm just going to go. So,
I'm dead.
I will start.
I think it's, I'll tell you where I think it started. Do you know where it started?
No, I don't know, but I'm giving backstory, so it doesn't matter where it started. Everybody. So, for those extremely confused listeners, Nicole and Marissa both had the lovely, let's not use lovely, but they both dated the same boy.
Probably overlapped.
Yeah. I think it's actually like my third round.
Yeah.
It was probably at the same time.
Yeah, let's give a little more. Okay, so not only did they date the same boy, but then they dated the same boy probably at the same time. Well,
I think it was more like had sex at the same, day with the same boy.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Oh, no. But it gets better. Not only did this happen for many times over the years, I was definitely in the middle, being friends with both parties. And then also, ding, 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 their siblings date. So now they're kind of like stuck with each other. So now we're just going like,
to work it out.
Yeah. Yes.
So this is like the perfect time to air it all. Because like, honestly, I feel like we're grown and all, like, it's been so long that, like, this is the time to just, like,
say,
this is the perfect closure time. Get it all out. Say all you have to say.
And then you're, like, literally, like, this is, like, a therapy. You're, like, that therapy, like,
and
you know, she's, like, loving it.
I took, like, one semester of psych, and I am ready to go. So, who would like to begin? I guess we'll start with Nicole because you technically dated Troy first.
Yeah.
So go ahead and just
I just remember where it started for me, but yeah, you were.
Well, on the are we going on the topic of alcohol and drugs? Because
you can start there. That's
the
sure.
First,
that's
I was gonna say we could like talk about like we could just talk about like that whole thing because it's gonna come into play anyway.
We're just gonna talk about all of it. So start wherever you freaking
yeah.
please.
So that was my first boyfriend, freshman year of high school, and that kind of just, like, that really just threw me into the dating world, like, pulled me by the throat and dragged me into the dating world, like,
lovely.
I came from Catholic school, and I, like, didn't know what was going on, and there was this boy in my gym class that was just, like,
tall, skinny, skater boy,
exactly, skater boy, Avril Lavigne, I was like, here it is, and yeah, he was all into the drugs and the alcohol, although, now that I'm thinking about it, I feel like the first time around, it wasn't too, too bad, but he definitely had that whole slew of things. The emotional abuse, the, like, I don't even know, like, the anger issues, like, he just had it all. And since he was my first, I just kind of thought that that was
normal.
I thought that it was normal. Like, I thought that that was how things were supposed to be, and it was so intense that, as we were talking about, I ended up going back and forth later on because I was like, I've never felt something so intense before, and I thought that was, like, love, but I ended up figuring out later on that that is not what it's supposed to be
not
like.
Not at all.
But, yeah, and then that's kind of where Marissa came into the story. We ended up breaking up, and, you know, she was next, and
was the next victim.
Yeah, basically, and, like, I guess at the time, like, you know, like, you never like your ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend,
never.
So, like, I didn't really know you, and I was just
filled with hatred.
Especially his first boyfriend, like, the first one I dated was Kyle or whatever, and, like, I remember we were kind of on and off, and that had, like, I found out he was dating someone, the girl, like, one of the second times we were together. Like, I hated her. I actually ended up befriending her to kind of let her know what he was doing, but I was the same way. I was like, who is this bitch? I hate her. Like, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes it's, like, easy to, like, that was the point where we came together, like, eventually.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, at first I was like, he's my love, and he's dating this new chick, and
but
then
that's rightfully that's
I
like
think
your
it's like
first
also
reaction.
Like high school, like especially where like you are in the time, like that's school, like you go to school, and then all that other stuff is like that's the fun stuff. That's the stuff that's like your whole life. Like it's not like you're worrying about college and jobs and life. You know, at that time, like that was what it was to talk about and be angry and let
and
you know.
At that point, you really weren't like around yet. Like you were like friendly,
but
like, it wasn't so significant yet, and then, you know, our siblings started dating, and I was kind of like, oh, okay, this is going to be what it's going to be, and then you and Ange kind of became closer, and then as we had our multiple rounds with this ex, I think we kind of, like, had a point. I don't even remember, like, what it was exactly, but it was a party that Ange had, and I just remember, like, sitting outside with you, and we were just talking about, like, how awful he was.
Yeah. I feel like and we was kind of, I think it was even during one of the times we were both kind of like, yeah, I saw him like 3 days ago and you were like same. And we were like, oh, well, you know, like it's kind of like, I think I kind of like, it was definitely like, I was way over like the fact like that I like.
Here's what happens with any type of situation cheating. Whoever is like gets cheated on is first, their first person they hate is like the other person, but it's like you weren't in a relationship with that person. You should be mad at the person you're dating.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't like I didn't cheat though, right?
No, I know.
Well,
I
see that now.
Yeah.
But I mean, like at that time, I'm like, I'm sitting here like, oh my god, are you saying that? Like, did he start dating me when he's?
No,
I was like, I got worried.
I still to this day don't know. Like, I've questioned it because that's the kind of guy that he.
But that's what I'm saying. Your first reaction, Nicole, when Marissa was. When he started dating Marissa after you was to hate her.
Yeah.
When it's like, she didn't do anything. He was the
one
who messed up everything. Or who, like, you really should be angry at. And no, I'm not saying that, like, well, I don't know if he, like, cheated on you guys with each other
at
later
that time.
On.
Yeah.
But, you know, that is your first reaction to be, like, mad and jealous at that other girl.
And
because that's who he picked.
And I
over
think
you.
He kind of played that a little because
definitely.
I remember, okay, so
I
remember
he wanted
I was
you guys
good,
to be like crazy towards each other and hate each other.
Definitely.
Yes, I had a really good friend my freshman year, and I think that was like the first, like, I think I met him. I went to his house freshman year for like a bonfire. She was like, hey, like, we're all hanging out at this kid's house, like, come on over. And I was like out with my parents and we were in the area and I was like, okay. And I think that was the first time I met him, but like I didn't even like talk to him. I think he was dating you at the time, but like I was just at his house. Like I was with like, you know, my friends and we were just hanging out. I think I said hi and that was it. Like I was just at his house. It was like whatever.
Innocent,
they had
innocent,
that house too.
Casual,
like anyone could come
innocent,
in and out.
Whatever.
That's where drug and alcohol problems tie in.
Yes.
It's always the party house.
Yep. Oh yeah. And then I remember I went there the year after because his family had the big, like, party every year with the fireworks and everything. Mm-hmm. And I went with the same friend. I think this was my sophomore year. And then that's when we sat on the trampoline. And you guys were dating at the time, so we were all watching the fireworks together. But, like, he was, like you guys were, like, infatuated. So, like, he was, like you know. So, like, I didn't really talk to, like, anybody. Like, I still didn't really know either of you. Like, I was kind of just there with, like, my friend and, like, other people. And then, like, how me and him started was, like, so random. He just, like, hit me up on Facebook one day. We hung out that day and, like, talked for a couple days. And then he invited me to a family party and asked me out, like, within the span of, like, 4 or 5 days. Like, it was, like, crazy. And I think the longest we went that time, and that was the only time we were ever officially dating, was, like, 4 months. But back to, like, when during that time we're actually dating, I think he liked being that middle person because he would tell me, like, yo, like, Nicole called you a bitch. And I was like, I don't even know her. Like, what the, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why I got angry because he was, like, relaying all this information to me. He would do that
all the time to me, too.
Yeah. But then I knew, like, I think there were certain times where, like, he was, like, saying, like, oh, I talked to her today. And I was like, well, you just made me hate her because she's fucking calling me names and you're clearly hearing this from somebody, like, whether it's her or not. And now you're going to talk to her. So it was just, like, I think he, like, put, like, he liked being, like, oh, two girls want me and they hate each other. I think he, like, liked that. So it was fucked up.
And I didn't realize that at the time when we were younger.
Who
would realize that?
Yeah.
I realized that once we got older.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's fast forward. So you both date him freshman year? Both of you were freshman
year? Mine was junior, going into junior year.
Okay.
So it was later.
So freshman year and then sophomore into junior year. Now you both broke up. How long were you guys not talking to him before this all started again? The Troy train came a rolling on in.
For me, we broke up and a month later I started dating my long term.
Yeah.
Which was like 2.5 years. And that summer, right after me, my long term breakup, me and him started hanging out for a couple, like,
so,
over the summer.
It was almost three years.
It was in college. Yeah.
And then, Nicole, when did you...
Mine was... So I was dating, like, my long-term from senior year for, like, 3 years. So then...
Wow. So you both were in nice long-term relationships, and then they both...
And then we went right back.
They both ended at the same time.
He's also, like, I think my thing was, like, he was just easy. Like, I think you could say or do anything you wanted, and then you could just hit him up, like... A couple days later, and be like, I miss you, and he would just be like, okay, come over,
like,
and he was
there.
He was just always there.
He was like a parasite.
Yeah.
He was just like there, leeching onto you guys,
and he would make you, like, up until I think the last time, but the other two times, he would make you feel like that was it, and his family made you feel that way too. So when you were like hanging out there, you were like the goddess that was gonna, like,
definitely
change his life.
Yes, and, like, be, like, best friends with his family and, like, yeah, change his life and just make him happy. Like, they made you feel like you were the only thing,
like,
only good thing in
so
his life.
Happy and so long.
Okay, mm-hmm. So let me ask you both this question. Now, from an outsider's point of view, he just seems like a fucking mess. So, did you see him... I'm going to say yes for both of you. I'm answering my own question.
Okay.
But did you see him as, like, a, oh, my God, a project? Like, I can fix this. Because he did get, I don't know, like, I feel like it was a very, like, oh, my God, when he's with me, maybe he's not, like, every drug under the sun kind of thing. Or was it kind of just more, like,
I don't think that was my original goal, but I know that my personality is to help and save people. Like, I realize that now that I'm older, that all of my past, like, 1 month relationships,
mm-hmm.
they were all, like, rescue.
And that's what
I'm
saying.
The same
and that's
way.
Why
they had no
I want to fix
like,
people.
I
also, like, 100% is what I like.
Okay,
I like
so
up
then
people.
My deduction is right, because as an ice outsider from it just both seemed like you were like, oh my God, like,
well,
this kid is so damaged
and
messed up, like,
well, I think
drugs. Alcohol, anger issues, like, let's go fix him kind of thing.
When I dated him in high school, I did not drink till I was like 20. Like, I was not a drinker.
Same.
That
was
so
me too.
when I first met him, we and we, well, when I, like, when I guess I wasn't, like, when we first started dating, he was, like, I'll longboard to your house and bring you food and meet your parents, and he was, like, very talkative. My parents, honestly, besides the last time I talked to him when he called before he moved, and I told my mother about it, I told her everything that happened with him. I don't know why. I just told it all to her. And up until that phone call, and I mean, maybe we'll break into a little more once again, the alcohol and drugs, but, I mean, everything, I told her everything that happened, they loved him. Because yeah. he was, like, someone that would come over and have conversations, and they could tell, like, especially, like, that first round that we dated, like, he would come over and bring me things and whatever. Yeah. And he actually one night started to drink and got, like, a little drunk and out of control when we were in high school, and I actually got angry and, like, left. Like, I was like, I'm not dealing with that. I don't drink, and, like, you're embarrassing, you know? And he actually never drank that whole rest of it. And that was, like, very early on, so for, like, I want to say 3 out of the 4 months, he never, from what I knew when we were together, he never touched anything.
Did he drink or do drugs, anything, when you were dating him, Nicole?
When we first started freshman year, no. And I think that was one of the...
That's probably the best times, though, with him.
Yeah, and I can honestly say that my mom did really like him at first. My dad... No, but I can't really name, like, a single boy that my dad did.
So that honestly, doesn't really count.
There is one. There is one that he kind of likes.
He's just protective. Like, he's a protective guy.
Yeah, my dad's hard to go with. But my mom liked him.
My multiple. Parents.
He owns multiple guys. Oh my God. That just gives you the vibe of...
if you're on, like, a picture.
Watch out, Kyle.
Picture.
Do you watch now?
Yeah.
This is the textbook, like...
Yeah.
Old school. Don't want to date my daughter.
And it's funny,
because
the times I've met him, and I think it's just... I'm just coming in as, like, Belle's sister. Who's my sister, like... You know, he's kind of just, he seems to me like just this, like, kind of, like, goofy hanging out guy. But because I'm not, I've never walked in, like, drunk. I don't hang out there. I played the burn, that's it. Like,
no, I love him.
Yeah, no,
I
he's,
love
yeah.
Him. Like, I see him and I'm like,
he's
love
very
you.
Yeah. protective.
But
player.
Exactly, but I'm just saying, we're like, not like, even like you, but I'm just saying for guys, like, it's just funny to me that he's so protective like that because. I mean, and I know, like, we're not dating or anything, but he just seems so, like, chillax.
Exactly.
And
so,
I'm just saying, with guys,
like,
it's so funny.
Yeah, he's funny. I love him. I'm like, yeah, when I'm drunk, I'm scared chillax. Because I'm like, oh, my God,
and
he's not going to approve of me. So that's why I assume all men feel that way when they meet him.
But the boys better watch out.
Okay, anyway,
everything in order. But, yeah, so my dad didn't like
enough
him.
Enough of that.
That's
okay, so now let's skip
to the second round.
Jump forward. We're out of high school. We're into college. We're in long-term relationships, and now somehow are both out of long-term relationships, and Troy's back in the picture.
So I did my first year of college, and I know it was that summer right after.
So
for me.
So going into sophomore year, so that would have been...
2015.
Yeah, the summer.
Of 2015, yeah.
Because I feel like, okay...
I think mine was probably
like
2 years after college, because I was
the next year.
Joe at the time, and when I came out of that, I was just a mess.
Yeah.
I was like, I need someone.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That was kind of how he kind of came back.
Yeah.
I feel like, for me, again, as, like, the third party, felt like all of a sudden he reappeared at the same time, and I was like, what the fuck, why is this guy back?
I think maybe it was more
of
like
the
third, like, for me, my third round, I think that's when that happened, because that was about 2 years ago now, right before I started dating Brian, and I think that was when we were around the same time.
Yeah.
So I think that's the only real place that, like, severely overlapped. I think everything else was just, like, very close.
Yeah, because high school was just, like, like, one after the other, and it was just... That's kind of how we came into each other's pictures, but it didn't overlap necessarily.
Yeah.
It was,
and
when we were in college, and, because I remember that was when that party was, and we were sitting outside, and we were kind of just talking about it. It was right before he was about to move away, and we were both basically, like,
Yeah. I'm pretty sure when he moved and he had called me and I think I somehow I don't remember if I don't even know if I have your number, so I don't remember if I called you or if I tugged it.
I think I was with Anne. I think you were with her.
So I was with her and you said you were with her. I was like, put her on the fucking phone.
I feel like I heard what he did to both of you, and I was just like, oh my God, this is so disgusting. This guy is so fucked up.
Because I think the second round, so like if mine happened in 2015, that was when it was like I was literally walking into an alcoholic's life, and I was like, okay, well, like, he was good when I was with him. I convinced, like, when I had dated him in high school, that one time I said, okay, I'm not gonna deal with this, he was over it, and I still wasn't really drinking yet, because I guess we were 19, so I guess I still haven't really been into that, but yeah, no, nothing changed. I mean, that was, I think that was the time I remember seeing him, like, I think he was at a really low time. I think I remember watching him, like, puke up blood. I'm pretty sure I cleaned him up, and I was like, I think you were at that party, because weren't you with Jenny,
was that
right?
When he smashed the bottle over his head, and that was also...
Remember when he was, like, in the basement on the drums, and people were... He was playing the drums, and his friends were holding his neck down and literally pouring alcohol down his throat, and I screamed at all of them. I don't get angry that often, and at that point, I was like, okay... Yes, he got to this point, but now it's like, it's just
I think it was probably the same night because I think I remember like seeing messages on his phone at that point.
Yeah.
I remember I had taken like glass shards out of his head because he smashed a bottle in his head. And he went into the bathroom after I cleaned him up and whatever, and his phone was on his bed. And I remember seeing messages from you, and I think that was my eye-opening point because there wasn't just messages from you.
Mm-hmm.
There was messages from, like, two other girls on there.
Yeah.
I was like, it's not just us.
Yeah.
I was like, there's more.
I remember. Here's what I specifically remember. You brought him up, I think, but I didn't know what was going on between you two, like, Nicole. But then I remember Marissa telling one time that I feel like it's the same thing. You saw his phone, and you, Nicole, were in his phone as wifey. And I was like, okay, this is so messed up. Like, this is, like, beyond, like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Well,
this
not even, just... it wasn't even, like, you, like, you're saying, it wasn't even just you.
Yeah,
I
but
remember
exactly,
I went...
it wasn't even just you two. Yeah. It was more than you two. It was more people.
Because what happened was that, I think this is that same time, too. It was, like... It was a funny time, okay? So, like, I remember him, like, just being very, like, suicidal, you know, which he had a lot of issues with that. And he was, you know, doing all these things and telling me about it. Like, and I was like, do you want me to, like, sit here and, like, hold you? Do you want me to, like, get you help? Like, you know, I feel like he wanted more of just, like, the pity in the moment. And it wasn't, like... And that was also when I went through, like, we actually didn't even, like, sleep together or anything yet either. Like, that wasn't even until the third time. So, like, it was strictly just, like us just hanging out and, like, maybe making out. And I remember one time we, like, almost did. And that's the only time I ever felt like I was in, like, a rape situation, to be honest.
God.
It didn't happen, but it was, like, almost there. And it was terrifying. And that was the time. So he was, like, doing all this stuff. And then he admitted to me that he, like, you know, shot up or whatever. And I was like, oh, my God. And he's like, I'm going to go to the hospital or to go away or whatever. So then that happened. And he was gone for a couple of days. And his mom, because she thinks, like, whoever he's with is, like, her best friend. You know, she wants to make you feel like that. So she had called me. She's like, oh, like, he can only get 2 visitors a day during a certain time if you want to go. And I was like, okay, yeah, like, I'll go. So we were actually going to Warped Tour. So I went the next day because she had called me on our way to Warped Tour. And so I went, and I was standing there, and one of his ex-girlfriends was, like, I thought it was her. I kind of only saw, like, pictures. And I was like, and they met in rehab, like, at a rehab thing. And I was like, I was like, nah, like, whatever.
Like, at the hospital?
So then, I went, and it was, like, so weird. It was, like, you had to sit and wait in this office, and then they, like, call you in. You have to, like, give your name and everything, and then they walk you down this hallway, and then they make you, like, wait a little bit outside, and then they, like, bring you into this room of, like, it's literally, like, 6 tables and chairs or whatever. And they're like, okay, just, like, sit at a table, and we'll bring them out. Like, it was so weird. You had to, like, sign your name and everything.
So I signed my name. You have to write who you're there for. And then I sat at a table. And then I saw this girl, like, staring me down. So she writes it. And then she comes and sits at the same table as me. God. And I was like, oh, God. Like, I was scared. I was so scared. And so then he walks in and he, like, sees me. And then I see him, like, look at her. And he was kind of just like, fuck. And then he, like, sat there and, like, at first, it was just kind of like, oh, like I was trying to, like, be, like, what? We weren't dating. So, like,
yeah.
I honestly didn't care. I was, like, concerned about, like, him, you know, being, like, a fixer, you know. So, I was just kind of like, how are you? Like, how's this going? What do you do? Like, blah, blah, blah. So, we were all kind of just, like, and she was being, like, kind of quiet. But I was like, all right, well, maybe she can just, like, hang out. Like, I'm not here to, like, take her down or anything. Like, I just, his mom invited me. What do you want me to do? And then all of a sudden, she starts, like, crying, and then she's like, I know you kissed her and all this stuff. And I was like,
oh my God,
I did not know what to do. And then it turned to him, and he, like, over by her, and he's comforting her. And in my head, I'm like, I can't process this. I'm like, I don't care if she's dating, we're not dating, and, like, we're here for him. Like, I actually felt, like, very, like, I was kind of more like, I felt bad for him because he's trying to be here for help. And, like, I don't feel bad anymore. But at the time, I felt so awful because I was like, I'm not here to, like, you know, suck his dick. Like, I'm just trying to make sure he's good. Yeah. And then it was, like, him comforting her, and she was crying. She was getting, like, mad. And I was like, I'm not going to start a scene. It was you only get an hour. And, like, about a half hour went by, and I was like, you know what? You look like you're in good hands. Like, I'm just going to go. And he was like, no, you don't have to. Like, come on, just let me go. Like, this is awkward. Like, and I think I literally, like, patted him on the head. And I was like, you have fun. Like, and left. And I called his mom. I was, like, hysterically laughing. I was like, guess who showed up? And she was like, he must have had her number and contacted her from in there. Because they can, like, have one or a certain amount of phone calls during the day. So I guess he must have contacted her in there. And they had, you know, started talking again or whatever. It was just wild. And, like, yeah, I just remember that being, like, the big part of my second round. I was just like, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, that eye opener. That was
And then, like, that's when I realized, like, this isn't.
Yeah. And I think that's when we kind of came together, because I was like, it was never, like, it was me against her. Like, he was pinning us and however other many girls.
Like, if I ever had known, and I know, like, at the times, like, I don't think he ever actually, like, dated anybody at the same time, at least that I know of, but, like, even just still talk, like, the talking thing, and, like, that's hard to know. So, like, if he was ever, like, actually dating someone, like, I would have never,
you were the one, and only, like, you were wifey.
Yes, like, honestly, like, and he did, and, like, so it was... It was hard, and you did kind of feel bad for him, because he would dive into how it, like, you know, he's trying all these things.
Yeah, when you started slipping away, it was all of a sudden, like, I did heroin.
And I remember
the other day.
Yeah. And I remember, like,
oh, I can't leave now. Like, I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
He, like, pulled these cards out to make you
and
stay.
And honestly, if you never saw, I only saw drinking, and I saw pie, which whatever, and I saw cocaine. Those are the only things I ever physically saw him do. So it's like, you never even know. Not saying that I never
saw the heroin either.
No.
So I don't know.
So it's like, you never know
even
if he even did it. Like, people like that, I mean, they're itching to do it. So, like, in my head, I'm kind of like, but did
he? I never saw the marks.
Yeah. And the more I think about it, I'm like, now I'm, like, really thinking about it. I'm like, did he ever even fucking do that?
Yeah.
Like, and when he went away, I was the one, like, he had told me, he's like, when I go, you need to tell my mom what I did, because I don't want to tell her. So I had to call his mother and be like, your son did heroin, and he told me, and you need to know. Like, and she was, I mean, she was upset. Like, she was like, oh, I feel sick to my stomach. And I was like, bitch, you should be calling the fucking doctor and being like, drug test my son and make sure this is real. And, like, he needs to dive into something more than what he's in right now.
She was
only there for,
like a
suicide.
So what
thing.
Are we going to do about it?
Yeah. And it's like, that's your child.
What are we going to do to fix him?
What are you going to do, lady?
Yeah.
This is on you.
That was, and it was a lot. And I think, like, that didn't help, because it put a lot more pressure, because you were like, he doesn't even have the support, which he truly, I don't think, didn't.
Yeah.
I don't really think he did.
And he's surrounded himself by all these people that
were the same way.
They never, like, they didn't want to fix him.
They just wanted him to invite him over so they could do whatever they wanted in his backyard. And if they needed to crash, they wanted to crash there. And that was it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And we, the saviors.
Yes.
Help for it every time.
And it didn't work. So it's fine. I mean, I don't know what he's doing down wherever now, but.
Hopefully yeah, he's so doing good thing well. He's gone.
Yeah.
We'll just say I do that. Hope for the best, though.
Yeah. I mean, honestly.
Dead in a ditch somewhere.
Yeah. Up until that last phone call, I don't think I was ever truly angry with him. Like, I don't think I ever really resented him in any way. I think he really was fucked up.
And I think I told him, too, when he was looking to leave, I was like, I really think this will be good for
you.
Yeah. Like, I really think this is
new people. Yeah. But, like, I don't know. The last phone call of just being kind of like, you never did anything for me. I was like, you're wrong. Yeah. You were wrong in so many ways. And I don't think I'm like, I think at the time I was like so angry, but like, it's like been 2 years now. So I'm kind of just like, you know, whatever. Yeah. Like same thing. Like I just hope he's good and whatever. But at the time it was just kind of like, you don't even know the things that went on in my fucking head over you. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, and then I do think that third round, I think there were times where I think I said to you, like, oh, I drove him up to his uncle's say, and you're like, oh, I've been up there.
Yeah,
like,
in Clifton. Yeah.
So I literally think we, So, that's good. I mean, neither of us, I don't think, I wasn't, like, ever dating him. I don't know if you were ever, like, I think
not
it was just.
Not again. The only time I officially like dated him was freshman year.
Yeah. So it was kind of just like whatever. Like I think in his head it was just kind of like I got all these bitches, you know. And I really wasn't only him. I started talking to Brian when I was still kind of like talking
to
him a little.
Oh my god! Wait, this just brings me back. I remember we were at the exchange, and Brian was there, and then Troy walked in.
I remember you told me about
and
this.
It was so awkward and like because. No,
I think
you
he
were there
came
to
in,
Brian.
Like, got fucked up real quick and then
he,
left.
He, like, hugged you and was like, what, you didn't, like, talk to me or whatever, and then, like,
oh, yeah, because that
so
was kind
awkward.
Of right after, so we were, like, talking, but then I did say to him, like, we're not, like, I always said to him, I was like, we're not dating, like, I would tell him that, I was like, I don't want to date right now, and his mom would get mad at me, she'd be like, why won't you guys date? That's literally what she would say, like, why aren't you guys, like, official, and it was, like, it made me feel like, what, I can't do what I, like, I don't want to. Like, I don't want to be tied down to this, you know?
He's freaking messed up, bro.
Yeah.
That's why you don't want to be tied down to it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the moral of the story is, how do you guys feel about each other now?
Fine.
Yeah.
It was like, one of those things, like, it came with
and
age.
I think even talking about that more, too, it's like,
it was
like,
never,
it was
like,
never,
us against each other.
Never
it was
did
him
anything.
Like,
yeah.
And
I think I only really felt angry at that time, and then for, like, the times after that, was kind of just more of, like, mm-hmm,
yeah,
like,
it was
whatever.
When I was younger in high school.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know. I was just like, she's the next girl.
Yeah, which is what we all think about.
I was like, no, he's the only one that has a responsibility to me.
Yeah.
And
yeah. It's
not her.
Yeah. And now we might be sister-in-laws one day, so we really can't, like. I think it's, like, I don't know. I think it's, like, funny. And, like, now when I think about it, I'm, like, it's just funny.
Yeah, I look back and laugh.
It's funny that, like, I even got mad. And, like, it just shows, I think it just shows, like, how you grow. And, like, how it just, like,
Definitely. Stupid
shit can seem in high school. And how it literally would, like, means, like, it means so
Nothing. Little.
Like, just the anger part. And, like, having all that, like. Like she dated him and like it's
Definitely.
Like so like it's
like
nothing.
Now I walk into my kitchen and I see you holding my bird. And I'm like,
yeah,
yeah. Sorry, I'm in my pajamas, but whatever.
I love your bird. All.
While in the past, Nicole was like, I'm going to cut you. So I think
we've more growth here.
I think we've made a lot of progress.
Thank you.
And I think
therapist.
I think Nicole
been dying for this moment.
Yes. I think Nicole and Marissa are ready to live their lives together forever because Belle and Kevin are gonna get married
Probably.
And they're gonna be stuck together as sister-in-laws. But this is good because I'm glad. Seeing like how tortured both of you were by this same stupid ass boy, which no offense, but I saw nothing in him. I was literally like, these
skater boys.
Yeah,
yeah, I was
know,
like,
I
they're
know.
Both also on crack because, like, he is not. No,
I never touched that cocaine.
Yeah, I was like,
get out of here.
He's not some, like, damn supermodel. Mm-hmm. Like, that would make sense to me, but, like, no. But, I don't know where's it going with this. Oh, I'm just glad, like, I feel like this was a good closure. Like, there's...
I'd like to hear from your side, too. I know how my side felt, exactly. And I know, like, where I stood, but it's just, it's, yeah. You know, I like hearing, like, where you were. I realized
how, like, similar we both were. Yeah. Like, I never stopped to think, like, maybe she was the rescue type.
Yeah,
like,
really
sensitive, compassionate type, and I think we had a conversation about that, about, like, how sensitive we both actually,
like, and I can definitely say that because you both were so, like, oh, but I gotta help him mode, where you didn't see, like, the, no, this is, like, this is tolling on you guys. Like, this is an issue for you two. Like, this is a, like, too, like, emotional abuse for you guys. Yeah. Because like, you'd pull out those cards, like, I'm gonna, like, overdose.
You just want something to blame, even though he was the one to blame the whole
exactly.
time.
Exactly. So that's how I felt, that you both were the, like, and rescue type.
Speaking of, I remember one time when we were dating in high school. No, I just want to go back. Like, when we were dating in high school, like, he would, like, talk. So he was clearly, like, you guys weren't dating, but, like, he was clearly conversing with you while we were together. And I would talk to the long-term boyfriend that came after that. Because me and him were, like, really close friends for, like, a couple years before that. And he would, like, get mad at me. And I remember I literally looked at him one day and I went, Beep is my best friend. And if you don't like that, then we can break up. And he was like, okay, I'm good. Like, it's fine. Like, I've always been, like, if I'm, like, actually think something's, like, morally okay and, like, right and it's something that I want in my life. Like, I don't back the fuck down. Yeah. Like, no. So I just think it's funny, though, that he got mad at this guy was literally at the time. I know we dated so soon after, but it really never was anything like that before. Yeah. It just grew fast right after. But, like, I was, like, if he was bullshitting the whole time behind my back anyway. So it's, like.
Yeah.
But, moral of the story.
Oh, my God.
He's a scumbag. If, I'm going to put this out there right now, if I hear his name again ever out of either of your mouths, I will
No! I'm not moving down there.
Take this. This is my one and only warning. I will kill whoever.
Oh,
which,
God.
If I hear, I'm automatically stab you both, like, stab whoever that sentence comes out of, and just, like, turn myself in, because.
So, if one of us dies, world, you know who to hunt down.
Yeah, but, like, don't put me in jail, because I just saved their lives.
Okay.
Because, like, don't deal with him. He is.
Yeah, no, I know.
Okay.
I know. I feel like, I don't know.
Thank
you. After that second time, I definitely learned, but I was still like, I'm not dating him. I'm just here to hang out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never
dated him again.
Yeah.
It was one of those.
Yeah. Like,
but
he never.
Still put y'all through so much shit and torture.
I think after the third, maybe like third time's the charm, like, you kind of realize, like, he ain't being fixed by us at least. So that patient is dead to us.
Exactly.
And in nurse talk for you.
Yes, nurse Nicole trying to fix everyone at once. Let that one go.
Remember my grandma said
that one not.
She's like, you
fixed.
Obviously, you're looking
that
for people with problems. And I was like, Grandma, you right.
Let him go DNR. Do not resuscitate. Let that one go peacefully in its sleep.
Oh my God.
So
that's
on
so
that
funny.
Happy note. Now that you guys can be family, and then I can invite you to things and not be like,
I feel like
oh
we
my god,
accepted this a while ago.
Oh yeah, like after, like you're saying, like that conversation, like I think absolutely. I mean, not that like I was even like even before that. I think once I got out of high school, like never really came to my mind again.
Yeah.
But like,
because I don't think, we
but yeah,
like
I think
even
once we actually
sitting there talking,
yeah,
the
but once
place,
we talked
we
about
really
it, exactly,
cared,
yeah. But I think we're just in the same place, same time, and it was just like, all right, let's just like. Talk about how we both like dealt with this piece of shit, you know?
Yeah,
it was, I don't think it was like I don't think it was ever like, oh, honestly. Let's like work this out. It was more of like, yo, let's like compare stories because we got fucked. Like
basically,
we got fucked.
Like we eye
opener. Yeah.
Really.
So like, and I don't honestly see my sister really dating anyone else. So
let's
I think
not
we're
jinx
like,
them. Let's
that's
not
it.
About them. But
horse trap.
Pussy whip.
Oh God. Real moral of the story is. Ange has closure.
Yes.
Because now
I can be like, oh my god,
it's not great if I invite them both to something.
I was gonna say, how many points has Jimmy had here that we've, like,
she, like, would always think it would be awkward.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, like, don't know how.
I think it'd be awkward if I hate, back 4 years ago when Belle and Kevin started dating, I think I would be, like, weird, if Kevin's coming over my house, I think I would even feel a little weird, and it was kind of just, like, okay.
Yeah.
They've been, like, friends for forever, too. I feel like I was kind of even, like, knew it was, like, there.
Yeah.
So it's, like, I think it would have, if it was ever a problem, it would have came out years ago. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, at least.
You douchebag, you know that she dated someone right after me. It's rude.
At least we know it's over.
Yes. Well, I feel like now it's, like, not only is that, like, that over, but, like, he's over. He's, like, long gone.
I think
that was really just a whole weight off of my chest. It was. I was like,
it's good for him, too. Like, it wasn't just, like, it was good for me. I was like, I think this will be good for him.
Yeah.
Because I'll still worry about people.
Yeah.
Even if, like, I know it's not going to work out. I know he's a douchebag. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm still going to worry about people because that's just the kind of person I am.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of a weight off of my chest for me. Like, I don't need to deal with it. It's not my responsibility anymore.
You can't
and
go
I
back
think it's genuinely
to him.
Better.
For yeah. Me.
Like,
I remember, like, telling my mom, like, I think someone, like, in my school, like, passed away, and I was like, I think I know who the next one is. Like, I literally was always like, he's gone. Like, something's going to happen, and that's it. Like, and it sucked even more when you were hanging out with him because it was, like, you felt like he was that, like, prior. Like, you wanted to make sure he was always okay when you're talking to him every day, and he's telling you that he's, like, you're the one kind of thing. You, like, really want to make sure he's constantly okay, and he never was. So it's, like, God forbid something happens. Like, it would have felt so much more heavy. So, like, in a way, I'm kind of, like, glad he's gone because then it's, like, I feel like fucked up.
Yeah, like it's not
my
fault anymore. It wasn't because I didn't help him.
Yeah.
Thank God. Bye.
On that note.
Bye, TR. Bye.
Yes. TR.
Oh my God. Yeah, long gone.
Because he will be.
I hope he does.
I don't care at this point,
if you're
honestly.
You're listening, grow from this. Stop being a shithead.
I just want my mom to listen to this because I said something about sleeping.
They will never know. Anyway.
She can't listen to it.
I want my dad to think I'm pure until I die.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Even
if I have kids.
Yeah.
I'm pure, Dad, I swear.
Virgin Mary right here.
I don't know what happened. I just was like, pregnant one day, like, I don't know, not
with and I have a husband. I've been married for 10 years, but I'm just pregnant.
Yes,
we've never seen each other.
We've never touched.
We don't. Yeah.
I never looked at him in the eyes.
Our hands grazed once when he was passing the bar,
and we prayed many times.
I got the wedding, but that was just for show.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's getting weird. So. That's our sign to, like, stop.
Yeah. Yeah. It's already 10:40. Are you kidding me?
We've been at this way too long. So, on that note.
We only got, like, 2 points down the list. Yeah, we missed a lot, but that's fine. We covered a lot.
Yeah, I think it was a good amount. I think because we grouped a lot of them.
If you don't know, if you feel like you need to get out of a long-term relationship, just go to, psychologytoday.com and look for the deal breakers and you could figure it out by yourself. If you say yes to more than one of these, then bye.
Honestly, if you say yes to one, you probably should, like, think over why that's happening, and if it's, you should probably get out.
Yep,
most likely.
Definitely. Just like we're gonna get out right now.
Yeah.
Okay. This has been Boozed Up Bitches with Ange,
Marissa,
and Nicole.
Thanks for coming, Nicole.
Right. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful guest. I feel so relieved now that
so glad.
All this is behind us.
I'm so glad.
The show was really just for Ange. Yeah.
I just feel better about myself now.
Thank you for listening to us rant about very fun
our
time.
Emotional trauma.
I'm glad you guys were both emotionally abused by the same guy.
Yeah, and I but got like, to we're okay.
We're healed from it. We've grown.
This is a, yeah, we're like so mature.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.